Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now,
Wiggy says this is the biggest day in franchise history.
I believe so.
I agree with you, Wiggy.
Be curious, not judgmental.
With the 15th pick, the six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
Wow. Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Here you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on? Trying to survive.
With your host,
Greg, the host,
Sports Hardo Greg Hill.
Dale Arnold, now Nessun's only. Dale Arnold. Pats are working on a new contract for Jimmy G.
If I remember correctly, his source was Skip Bayless, who had announced it on his program moments before Dale shared it as a scoop. Do I remember that correctly?
Wow.
Woo. No? Okay.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
With the 11th pick.
No.
My Chicago Bears select.
I'm dead ass, man.
Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State.
And I'm the idiot.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
The Niners are going to take Lance. That's who they moved up to get. He's got the upside. Mac Jones will be there at 15.
Okay. Okay. Guaranteed?
Yep.
Guaranteed he's gone by 8. He will not make it by Denver. Period.
With today's guest host. Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it!
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
You have him in Canton. I like the pick. They have a
I have him in Canton.
But to just go off.
I wish I could have you
work.
In a sleeper hold. The duck boats ready. It's a new day, a new dawn here in New England, Wiggy.
That it is.
I've been waiting all night to know whether you are ecstatic that you may actually have a longtime franchise quarterback in Mac Jones, or whether you are inconsolable about Bill not moving up to get your guy Justin Fields. Been waiting all night to find out.
Yeah. It's a lot of emotions I went through last night.
I bet.
Sounds like you're still going through it.
No, I thought about this. I thought about these emotions last night, and I.
Why do you have to think about emotions?
Oh, that's just that's the way the world of emotions work.
It happens. That's what happens when you're four edibles deep mid-draft, Curtis. But anyway, yes, Wiggy?
Especially when I told my son, I said, if we just get by Denver, we're home free. And we got by Denver.
Right.
And I was like, all right, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how I feel. It's Christmas. I got a gift.
It wasn't the bike you wanted.
It wasn't the bike I wanted.
You wanted the bike.
Yes.
And you ended up getting
underwear.
A game. Whoa, Mac Jones is not underwear and socks.
No, you're going to utilize them.
At least
what's
checkers
that?
Or like Monopoly or something like that.
I don't even know if he's Monopoly.
No, he's not Monopoly?
I don't know.
He strikes me as a Yahtzee guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was all geeked up for the new bike that my mother promised, you mm-hmm. know, there'd be a chance, you know, we'd be able to get. We put it on layaway and then.
Well, listen, I mean, Bill got lucky. I mean, one of the five guys that everybody was talking about mm-hmm. ends up being available at 15. There has to be. I understand that there's some concern because Mac Jones slipped to 15. So what's the issue? I mean, but don't you look at Bill Belichick and say, all right, he's got some kind of a lucky charm in his pocket or whatever because he ended up last night getting lucky.
Some of us knew Mac Jones would be there at 15, including yours truly. And I think Bill sneakily knew the Niners probably told him in confidence, we're taking Lance. That's why he only went to one pro day, and it was the Alabama pro day. I think he knew this all along. There was a great chance they would get Mac Jones at 15. And he didn't love Justin Fields because that's what Lombardi said, and Lombardi proved right. They were not going to trade up for Fields even though he slipped near 15.
Months ago on this program, Charlie Weiss said Mac Jones was the guy, mm-hmm. and he will join us this morning at 9
Correct.
To talk about that on day two of the NFL draft.
Yeah, he got what we wanted, right?
A quarterback.
We all wanted a quarterback. Now, we have to figure out if, you know, when we have to wait and see, but we're dealing with the emotions. We got a quarterback. Some of us go, well, it's not the quarterback that we wanted, mm-hmm. but he's still got a quarterback, right?
He got
right?
a quarterback,
And
yes.
if Mac Jones was supposed to go at 3 at one point in time in this process, and Charlie Weiss has said he was the best quarterback in college. Mm-hmm. You know, now you just hope that Mac Jones is the guy that you can go, okay.
Your heart's not in it, Wiggs. I can hear it.
it's not in it right away. I think this is one of those things that's going to have to grow on me.
Right.
But I am happy that he did take a quarterback. That's the one thing I can. I almost feel like he, once it got by Denver, I think he almost felt like, all right, I got two guys I like, Justin Fields and Mac Jones. I don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
One of them's going to fall in my lap.
Right. Greg, this is phenomenal news for the Patriots. If you're a Patriots fan, Bill Belichick is not going anywhere. He's going to be here for the foreseeable future. Wiggy was dead on about that. And there's nobody on the planet who knows more what Mac Jones is and can be than Nick Saban.
Right.
Bill Belichick and he are best friends. So you got to trust Bill with this one. That's why I said if they didn't draft Mac Jones, Ken was going to be right. He was going to go to the second round.
I don't care if they drafted Mac Davis. He has to be better than Cam Newton.
Oh, don't listen to Bill. It's still Cam's team.
Excellent Mac Davis reference there. Can we get a Mac Davis rejoin later on? Probably nobody in the audience other than the oldies like me know who Mac Davis is. All right. Well, anyway, lots to talk about this morning, including the leads, which we will get to in just about 10 minutes at 6:15. And then we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up after 7. And Charlie Weiss will join us at 9 on today's show. If you want to call and you want to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or if you would prefer to text, you can text on the text machine, which is 37937. Speaking of that, hello and good morning to those on the Twitch machine. I will be monitoring the Twitch machine throughout the show, which can sometimes be, as I believe Lady Twitch called it yesterday, a dumpster fire-like experience. But that's okay. It's a Friday, and I'm good with that. So you want to hear from Bill after last night and his selection of Mac Jones as maybe your next franchise quarterback?
Yeah, now, in particular, there's two cuts that I think stand out. One is him gushing about the ability of Jones, and the other is comparing to Cam, because I think it's important, Greg, to we put this poll up last night, who starts week one?
Right.
And 58% of the respondents say Cam, mm-hmm. but 42% think Mac Jones has a chance to start week one. Well, here was Belichick talking about Cam Newton is his starter.
It's obviously going to take a lot of time, see how it goes. Cam's our quarterback. Whatever time Jared or Mac, you know, ready to, you know, challenge and compete, then we'll see how that goes.
Bill, just going back to your comments off the top, you said that Cam's our quarterback. What exactly does that mean?
Just what I said.
Just that, I mean, if when you start practice, he'll be the first guy back there, he's the starter. How long does that last for?
I don't know. Somebody would have to play better than he does.
Coach Belichick, everybody in this room could beat out Cam.
Clearly, you don't see that.
What? Yeah,
clearly, you don't believe that.
I thought. Why
did you draft a quarterback?
It was fantastic last night, where every other draft room had 15, 20 individuals in it. Bill's draft room has three guys in it, including Robert Kraft.
And Matt Patricia. What the hell are they doing with that guy? He called Mac Jones.
Hey, Matt, this is Matt.
This is Eli. Good morning, Eli.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a morning. I think Bill Belichick, I think 49ers are going to look back on this and shoot themselves in the foot thinking, what the heck were we thinking in 5 years when they have the opportunity to get Mac Jones and they didn't get him?
Really?
I do. I really do. If you take a look at the conference that Mac Jones played in, he played in the toughest conference in college. And his QBR rating is actually better than Trevor Lawrence. And when you take a look at that, the level of competition on the defensive line and also the cornerbacks, the linebackers, the majority are coming out of that conference in college. So he already has that upside that he's faced elite talent at the college level.
He had the benefit of a stacked team, though.
You do, but he also when you take a look at his where he puts the ball, it's not like they get that much of a separation in that college conference. I think Bill Belichick is very fortunate that he fell all the way down to 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing that I kind of I look at and I go, "All right, he played in the SEC, which is the hottest conference, and we saw with J.C. Horn, you saw with Patrick Surtain, corners coming out of that that conference." And I know people are going to go, "Well, he has all this talent around him, Jaylen Waddle, Devontae Smith," but you can't really knock him and then boost Zach Wilson up and go, "Well, Zach Wilson had a tremendous year when he played against nobody." You know what I mean? Mel Kiper made that point a little bit last night. So I guess that's the one thing you can kind of take away from Mac Jones. Seems like he's an intelligent kid. He seems like he's going to be able to understand the offense when he gets his opportunity. But Justin Fields is sitting there, in my opinion. He's a better quarterback. That's why I would have went up and got.
Well, there should be some joy in this region, finally. This unopened, unready to do any kind of business region, because you potentially have a franchise quarterback. More on that all morning long. Right now, though, here is Ken Laird and what is trending first off this morning.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. It's coming up this week just in time, your Cinco de Mayo celebrations. Shaw's Just For You members can pick up delicious mangoes for only 17 cents each when you activate that digital coupon. Limit 5 per customer, Greg, and offer valid through Thursday, May 6th.
Wiggy, which day is Cinco de Mayo on this year?
I believe it's the 5th.
Okay, all right.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, all
but
right.
I believe.
Good start.
Claro que sí.
Good start this morning.
Wiggy's on fire. Now, Mac Jones saying all the right things. I think if you're a Pats fan, you'd love this response when asked about how he's going to fit in to the Patriots locker room.
Yeah, we got two Auburn guys and one Alabama guy, so I know that. But Cam's awesome, and I've only heard great things when talking to people that I know from the Patriots about how great of a guy he is and how much everyone loves him. I mean, he just has fun with it, and I do too. So hopefully we can kind of, you know, have fun together, and I'll help him out, like I said. I mean, it's his show, and I'm just there to support him and then kind of just help out the team in whatever way I can.
It's his show. Is that true?
That's right. I think so. I think week one, you put that poll up yesterday, I think week one Cam will be a starter unless Mac Jones is going to get an opportunity. And if he can outperform Cam, I think Bill will play him.
A texter says Wiggy sounds worse this morning than he did after his colonoscopy.
Oh, totally. Much more demoralized.
I told you, I'm caught between these emotions where he took a quarterback.
But not the guy you wanted.
But not the guy I wanted.
And he could have moved up and he could have very easily gotten the guy that you wanted.
It was right there.
It was there for the taking.
It was in striking distance. And that's the thing that kind of hurts.
But how great was it to have a draft that you were invested in? I forgot how awesome It was. But the Patriots winning every year, it never mattered.
I know. It was awesome.
It was phenomenal it was awesome. TV.
Not to mention the fact that the Kings of Leon were playing last night, and they are one of my all-time favorite bands, Kenilary.
You were the only guy in America that loved the three-song set from Kings of Leon.
I wasn't happy, no disrespect to Hart, but I was not happy with the anthem performance by Nancy Wilson.
Oh, man, although she sounded terrible.
It was cold. It was cold outside. Right. It's Cleveland. She's probably not happy to be in Cleveland, but I didn't like the anthem last night.
Jets got a lot better, too. Zach Wilson goes 2, and then they traded up to get the tackle, Elijah Vera Tucker, guard, I guess, from USC, right before the Patriots pick.
Don't you think the division got better in general last night?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Miami got Jalen Waddle, which is going to be big for them. You almost seem like these teams went from, because LSU, Cincinnati did it with Ja'Marr Chase, it's like, hey, they were teammates in college, let's draft them so they can play together. Yeah. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. You know, Jalen Waddle, two or so.
And the Bills get Greg Rousseau at pick 30, pass rusher out of Miami. Other non-draft news last night, the Bruins beat the Sabres 5-2. Charlie Coyle scored his first goal in 29 games. Taylor Hall, another one. Tuukka, 29 saves in the win. And now a nice six-point lead over the fifth-place Rangers, plus two games in hand for your Bees. One more with Buffalo tomorrow at 1. Celtics Spurs tonight, 7:30, Greg.
No Kemba, right?
No Kemba. Red Sox dropped game one in Texas last night 4-1, only three hits. 1-1 game in the sixth blew open. They'll do game two tonight, 8:05 on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Are we taking emotional Wiggy rejoin requests this morning?
Absolutely.
On the text machine, there's one for Love the One You're With, which is a perfect song for Wiggy to embrace Mac Jones. Perfect. So we'll do that at some point this morning.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
Absolutely no idea, artist or song, Ken Laird. You have stumped me on a Friday morning.
Yeah. Got to go to the metal card. That is Rat.
Rat, I was never a huge Rat fan. I like, what was their hit, Round and Round?
Round and Round, yeah.
Round and Round was their hit.
This is Way Cool Jr.
Okay. Well, the leads this morning are brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring event. It is here. To get complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, Greg. Well, I was half right. Mac Jones was there at 15. I'll pat myself on the back yet again. I correctly predicted that. I did not think, though, they would take him there. I still thought Jimmy G was in the plans. And after thinking it over, I still think Jimmy G is in the plans. I am not rolling out Garoppolo. Now you can wait for him to get cut. Because the Niners have a problem. I know they took Trey Lance, who's the upside guy, but they're already publicly flirting with Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Jimmy G is going to be a problem this year for that franchise. And I don't think they're going to go. I think they'll go out and get Gardner Minshew or some other bridge to get them to Trey Lance. So that means Jimmy G could kick loose for nothing, and Bill is better served to bring him in and kick Cam to the curb or kick Cam to third string, whatever you need to do.
They do need a bridge, right? I mean, they're gonna need a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Are we still on the Jimmy G thing?
Yep, I'm still on the Jimmy G thing.
I'm with you, Wiggs. This is dumb.
Yeah, this is the dumb. That should be the dumbest of the day.
Yep. Don't rule it out. It's not over yet.
Ken, you spent weeks telling us that if they take Trey Lance, that there's no chance that they're going to trade Jimmy G.
I've changed my mind. I think now they'll get a more stable, a new bridge in San Francisco. Because Jimmy G's got to be pissed off.
They already have the Golden Gate.
It doesn't matter whether Jimmy G is pissed off
right.
or not.
It does.
It doesn't matter to them. It does not.
And he's costing them $25 million a year, which they're not going to pay.
Well, Bill is not going to pay it either. So
he'll pay five or ten for a better bridge than Cam. And then you kick Cam loose.
You're not going to cut Jimmy G.
Yeah, you will.
When your quarterback is Trey Lance, who played 1 year of FCS football.
Minshew. They're going to go get Minshew.
I'm going to disagree. Cam Newton, to me, is a pretty good bridge. I'm okay with Cam Newton as a bridge with this guy.
No shot you would ever drive on the Cam bridge.
It's more like a Cam tunnel, isn't it? Like the Callahan right under the water.
It's bumpy. I mean,
you're concerned about the stability?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I agree with these guys, Ken. Nice try. It's Friday, though. We'll give you a break.
Remember this lead months from now.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Last night was sensational. I love the draft, even though Goodell's such a boob. By the way, Wokey Award for that stupid vaccine sticker on his jacket.
That was ridiculous.
That was great.
Unbelievable.
And honestly, does anybody really think that they flew the chair out to Cleveland? I mean, that had to be a duplicate chair. That was not the chair those fans were sitting in last night.
And can we have the second round picks in on with the celebrity PSAs or the, like, just tell us who they picked.
And my wife said, that I go, man, he makes like $45 million a year. She goes, he can't get a better chair than that? That's in his basement?
Well, I mean, everybody has the chair.
Not when you make that much money.
Every guy has the chair.
Yeah, not when you make that much money.
Every guy has the chair that they love. But yes, Curtis, go ahead. Anyway, sorry.
No problem. By the way, quick aside, Roger Goodell, the most punchable face in sports. But yesterday, it hit me with the Mac Jones selection. I have never been so excited and surprised at the same time. We often do the who's the team closest to a championship.
Right.
It's still the Bruins for me, but after last night, number two is the New England Patriots.
I think you're right.
This guy, I watch, everybody loves the SEC. I love watching Alabama football. They're great, well-coached, all of that. He is pinpoint accurate, and if you're accurate, you succeed in this offense.
Do they have the right weapons for his type of game, though, for his pocket passer type game or whatever you want to call it?
Well, be prepared for the weapon discussion with Wiggy and others this camp, because Cam had no one to throw to last year. Mac Jones is already going to look better than Cam last year because of all the weapons around him. So they'll say that it isn't a fair competition. But all that being said, I am thrilled that they took Mac Jones. The Patriots' future is in front of us, and it's great. Up until that point, I had no idea if they had a plan. Guess what? Bill had a plan.
What number would you guess he wears here, Chris Curtis?
I know what number Bill would like to give him.
All right.
12.
yes, that's what we were talking about. 12, yeah. Wiggy. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for alerting the audience. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning.
26 minutes past the hour.
That's okay. That is okay. Well, you know, we're dealing with a boat full of emotions right now. We don't know what to do. So when you look at last night's draft, I come away, and like I said, it was Christmas. I got something. It wasn't the shiny red bike that I wanted, which was Justin Fields. And I asked, why not? Why not, Bill? You could have moved up a little bit and traded away the 15th pick and maybe a first-round pick next year. People say, is that too much for Justin Fields? And I'm not going to knock Mac Jones because I think Curtis, you know, it made a lot of good points. When you watch him play, he looked really good. And it's, you know, at this level in college football, when you play for Alabama or Clemson or some of those big-time schools, all you need is 1 year. We saw it with Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow looks like he's going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL. But you had the opportunity, Bill. You're right there. Justin Fields, he's there for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing him. He's mm-hmm. sitting there saying, Bill, come on, move up, come get me. And I think it was Todd McShay who said they were going to trade with the Giants. You have a relationship with Joe Judd. It's the perfect opportunity for you to move up and maybe even save a little bit. Like, Joe, come on, work with me here. And you didn't do it. And I am disappointed this morning that I didn't get the guy I wanted.
But are you convinced that your guy is that much better than the guy we got?
I'm I'm not convinced he is. I think he is, but I'm not going to say Mac Jones can't turn out to be a great quarterback.
But do you feel like that way because he's the prototype, like the current prototype?
Yeah, I do.
NFL quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel right. like the league.
But how do we do with the old prototype NFL quarterback?
True, I understand
in this
that, but I feel like
for 19 years,
I feel like
pretty
the,
good.
I know, I understand that, but I feel like the league is changing when you look at what these quarterbacks are. Mm-hmm. Not that Mac Jones is dragging a piano on his back, but when you look at a lot of the quarterbacks that are having success year in and year out, it's their ability to get out of certain things and make some plays, whether it's Deshaun Watson, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, yeah, but yeah. even Justin Herbert, like you see these guys making that extra play, and that's what a lot of times it comes down to. So, you know, I'm disappointed and happy at the same time because you got a quarterback.
All right. Did you get permission from Mrs. Wiggins to be on the boat of emotion? Because I know that's an issue with you, too,
nah,
in your marriage.
She doesn't mind when I'm on the boat.
Okay.
Spicy.
All right.
That's right.
Well, in a stunning turn of events yesterday, our Governor Eeyore Killjoy, suggested that it is possible that the August 1st reopening date here in Massachusetts could be moved up just a touch.
August 1 was a date that we were sure would be possible, right? But we also said that if people continue to get vaccinated and we continue to see the kind of momentum we've seen before, we'll revisit this at the end of May. And if we're going to get to a point where we're really going to be quote-unquote open, we want to make sure that we have a big chunk of our adult population and potentially a bunch of our younger folks vaccinated as well. You know, if we're going to pick a date, we're going to start with a date we're sure we're going to be able to get to. But if we have a lot more success continuing to get people vaccinated in May, we might be able to go earlier.
Let me tell you who this region owes a giant debt of gratitude to, besides me. And it is my governor, Governor Sununu who was on this show yesterday trying to figure out a way to justify what his friend Charlie Baker had done and not really finding one on this program yesterday. So what is the science behind the reason why we cannot open for 3 months?
Look, I think that some states took a strategy of saying, okay, here are the metrics we're going to use for the next 3 months to hit certain targets. In New Hampshire, we kind of take it a little bit week by week. We say, well, if the data is trending in the right direction, we're going to pivot and move really quickly because the real problem Charlie has, and he will tell you have this giant monster bureaucracy of a government.
Can we thank Governor Sununu for that? Can we give him his just due for speaking the truth on this radio station? And somehow Charlie Baker had his ears open and is able to say, you know what, we may be able to move things up a little bit. Thank you, Governor Sununu.
I think it was Sununu, and it was the fact that New York City
right.
told us they were opening on July 1st.
Right, yes. So the mayor of de Blasio, too, thank him as well.
Yeah, I know. New York City, which I think on the show yesterday we determined is a city of about 15 million people,
yep.
is opening wide open on July 1st.
Right. Not according to Cuomo. Cuomo's stepping in.
Cuomo has nothing to – he has no say in the matter.
Yes, he does. Of course he does. He's the governor.
Does the governor of
Massachusetts – How is he still the governor, by the way?
That's a good question.
Does the governor of Massachusetts have any say in the city of Boston?
I believe he does.
He does not. What are you talking –
Why wouldn't he?
Are you that naive? Have you not been paying attention? Every time the governor sets a date, the former mayor, the current labor secretary in Washington, D.C., would select his own date.
Yeah, but he's on board with that.
Cuomo and
de Blasio have been going back and forth for months about this. He always overrules him.
The only thing Cuomo wants to see open are a pair of legs. Anyway. All right. Well, there you have our suggestions for the leads this morning. If you would like to call and you'd like to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And a reminder that you can stream this program. If you cannot listen to it on the radio, you can do that at weei.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you should download. And the process is easy, simple. Don't be afraid of it. It's not as difficult to bring up as the Twitch chat. So all you have to do is download the Odyssey app, and you'll be able to take this radio show wherever you go. And unfortunately, you'll hear the full mixed emotions of J. Charles Wiggins this morning because he got a quarterback,
right?
But he didn't get the quarterback right. that he wanted.
It's like you go to a party, you got the girl, but it's not the girl you wanted.
Right.
But you're still going home with somebody.
That's true, right?
It's like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mac Jones may end up being the perfect type of quarterback that this organization needs.
Well, see, I think he's going to get a lot of Brady comparison, right? Because that's why it's
he's already received a lot of Tom Brady comparisons.
Right, that's going to be the thing. Because
he's a smart guy. What is GPA was like? I mean, 4+ or whatever. Is
there
a plus?
Alabama, let's not.
No, but he's
and he might get a 4.0.
He's a really smart guy.
Well, he's got a good football IQ, it seems like, based on everything people say, right?
Yeah.
He's able to go through all the progressions, and I think that's why you're getting, even last night, I forget who it was, it might have been Mel Kiper, goes, he's a younger version of, like, Brady and what Brady was, younger, right? So he's going to get a lot of that comparison. Which could be a negative for him, right? So let's say he comes out to practice and he doesn't look that sharp and maybe he is struggling kind of, you know, picking up the offense or going through progressions. So, he doesn't then have that natural athletic ability to rely on.
Oh, Mac Jones, you look at Mac Jones and look at Tommy Brady and tell me what you say.
I mean, I am so frustrated by the Patriots media. I don't know if I can get in on these Zooms because I would love to. What a perfect opportunity to ask Belichick last night, do you see any similarities in Mac Jones that you saw in Tom Brady? He'd be pissed. He wouldn't answer it. But that's a question that I think is worth asking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they will never utter the name in his presence
right.
because they're terrified.
Probably right. not. But doesn't it say, Greg, that that's the style of quarterback they prefer?
Absolutely.
Despite this Cam Newton flirtation here for a year or so,
yes,
they prefer him.
Yes, because I think if Bill preferred the other style, he would have moved up. It wasn't going to cost you that much to move up.
No.
It wasn't. So Wiggy, he clearly preferred Mac Jones. I hate to say these words to you because
uh-huh.
you're unable to love the one you're with. I want that rejoined before 7 o'clock gets here. But I think he preferred. I think he preferred Mac Jones to Justin Fields because he could have moved up if he wanted to.
But see, I disagree with you on he preferred him. I think he looked at it and goes, "I have two guys here that I don't mind drafting." You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And for me, they're both the same. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so when he looked at Mac Jones,
they're totally different. How
no,
can
no.
you say that? And he didn't go to
no,
Fields Pro Day.
No, when he looks at them, it's like he had no problem with taking either one of these two girls home. There was but he goes, I'm not giving up anything to take one of them home. That one of them's going to fall to my lap. And I think that's what ends up happening.
This is Tony from Boston. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Well, how are we doing? A new day has dawned in the New England region, Tony. Get the banner ready.
Yeah. I like Mac Jones. Don't get me wrong. I like Mac Jones. Well, I was kind of like with Wiggy. I was thinking just because Fields was falling that we was going to go and make an attempt to get him, knowing that Belichick kept Cam. So, but I like Mac Jones because he is accurate, and he does show that he can break down the plays very fast. So, you know, he's saving his guy, so, and that's the Bills' man. So it makes sense. I get it. But now I feel as though the Falcons, right, they put Julio Jones on the trade market. Mac Jones going to need a real go-to receiver when it is time for him, and it gives Cam a real, real weapon if we want to make a run this year. Yeah. I feel as though we should give Stephon Gilmore a future pick and whoever else the Falcons want.
Hey, listen, I'm no draft expert, but don't discount that this particular draft is deep when it comes to wide receivers, and you got picks left. So is it not possible that Bill ends up with somebody else at the position from a draft perspective?
No, but I like Tony's idea of if maybe you can give up a second round draft pick to get Julio Jones. And we know what Julio Jones is. But I think with the Mac Jones, Justin Fields thing, it was more about Chicago, right? Chicago moved up and they go, because they were talking about this, so they go down the road of the Mitchell Trubisky, who was kind of a mobile quarterback, mm-hmm. similar to Justin Fields. And everybody thought, well, they're probably going to go with Mac Jones. Well, I think when you get by Denver and Denver doesn't want a quarterback, Bill sits there and goes, okay, one of these guys is going to fall to my lap and I don't have to give up anything. Mm-hmm. See, I think if one of those guys were, if the roles were reversed and Chicago took Mac Jones, Bill would have been happy with Justin Fields.
How do you know that? I mean, I think it's pretty clear that they wanted Mac Jones and that's who they were going
to
take.
No. He's going to refuse to admit all morning long that there is any chance that Bill prefers Mac Jones to his guy, Justin Fields.
Well, let me ask you.
He's gonna sit here all morning long and suggest that the two are interchangeable.
No. And you're saying, Wiggy, that he drafted for a position of need regardless of scouting the position, which is totally insane.
Let me ask the room this question. If Chicago
is listening.
If Chicago took Mac Jones, do you think Bill's taking Justin Fields at 15?
No. Michael Lombardi said that he didn't like him.
See, I don't buy that. I think Bill goes, I'm in a great position right now, and I don't have to give up nothing once Denver doesn't take a quarterback.
Why do you believe that the most analytical guy, maybe in all of sports, who goes through minutia for fun, is sitting there saying, oh, flip a coin, they're both the same. There's no shot in hell that he had them as interchangeable.
I think he had them both on his draft board.
Of course, they were on everybody's draft board.
I think Bill had them where either one works for me.
Why do you think that?
Why do I think that? I think once you, because you didn't see him go up and move up before Denver.
Because he wasn't prioritizing Fields.
He knew Mac
was going to fall.
He knew one of those two were going to fall. Did you know Mac Jones was going to fall?
Yes,
15?
And I told you Monday.
Yep. Ken had it like a week ago.
I think that there are a lot of people that go, once they go Mac Jones or Justin Fields.
They're totally different players.
No, but they could both be available. And once Denver didn't take a quarterback, everybody after that goes, these guys are available, especially if you're in New England. You knew the Giants weren't taking a quarterback. You knew Minnesota wasn't taking a quarterback.
You know who knew that Mac Jones was going to fall?
Who?
Ted Lasso.
All right.
I'd rather have had him in the draft room than Patricia.
Coming up next, Wiggy, good news for you. You're going to love what Mac Jones had to say about Cam Newton last night. We'll get to that coming up next.
The Craig Hill Show on EEI.
Now, you know, so give me a guy. Let's just say Mac Jones from Alabama. Mm-hmm. Because people aren't talking about Mac Jones from Alabama very much, right? All he was the best quarterback in college football this year. That's all he was. Now, Trevor Lawrence might be the best player. But, I mean, who was the best quarterback in college football this year? It was Mac Jones. You look at Mac Jones and look at Tommy Brady and tell me what you see.
With the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Charlie Weiss on this show months ago, Wiggy. And if you can't be with Justin Fields, Wiggy,
yep.
Love the one you're with. Which is Mac Jones.
And that person's going to have to grow on me a little bit, right? I mean, and love the one you're with, doesn't the love have to grow?
Life is short, and you can't always get what you want. So in this case, you got to love the one you're with, and it ends up being a guy that Charlie Weiss said was the best quarterback in college football this year, and you got him. At 15, and you didn't have to give up anything at all to get him.
Can't say anything bad about this offseason. A for Belichick.
Well, what about Bill the GM? Can you say anything bad about his drafting abilities, at least first round this draft? Negative, right, Curtis? The guy, he hung in there, and what's the matter?
There's a lot you don't give him an A.
Hey, it's a Friday. Don't get all angry. We're just having a conversation
okay,
here.
Let's get back to Sununu.
Don't get all upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just saying you can't say it was a great draft pick. until he plays on the field.
Okay. Well, now you're doing what Wiggy said yesterday.
Well, I would.
Do you think he'll be great? I think he'll.
Do I think I believe that I disagree with Wiggy. Where I don't think Bill sat there and said those two guys are available. I'll take either.
Of course,
I think Bill had his sights set on Mac Jones if Mac Jones was available somehow.
Oh well, listen, I agree. Bill does get an A for the draft, right? Because he did something that nobody expected him to do. A, he took a quarterback. B, he didn't draft down, right, which he normally does. So when you look at those two things, you go, okay, nobody expected him. Now, did we know that Mac Jones would be available at 15? I don't think anybody knew that. I mean,
once again, we rewind the tape to Monday when I told you he'd be there at 15.
Well, Ken, you listen, you might be the only one who's ahead of the curve on that one, and you should next.
No, Bill knew. That's the only reason he went to one pro day. He didn't go to see Justin Fields because why? Michael Lombardi told you.
Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so.
They don't like your guy, Wiggs. Sorry.
So everybody knew that Mac Jones would be available at 15.
No, everybody did not know it.
Except for Bill and Ken.
Correct.
Well, Ken did say it on this program. Mm-hmm. You can't deny that.
No, I know that. I
think Bill had made the determination that if that player was available at 15 or at maybe at 13 or maybe wherever it was, that was the guy that he wanted to get and was going to go get him.
Well, why didn't
that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
Why didn't he trade up with the Giants to get him when Justin Fields is still on the board?
Because he didn't need to. His intelligence told him that he was going to be there at 15.
Wow. I think Bill's a genius too, but man, you're giving him a lot of credit to think that he felt like no other team was going to go up, jump ahead of him to grab Mac Jones.
I mean, it's a risk, obviously, but it paid off.
Well, that's my point is, so when he doesn't move up to get Mac Jones and Justin Fields is still available, he now knows one of these two quarterbacks is going to fall to my lap. I don't have to move up.
Can you get it through your head? Mm-hmm. He just was not. He wasn't in on Justin Fields.
Okay, do they like okay. Justin Fields? I don't think so.
Right.
Okay. He wasn't in on Justin Fields.
So if he's in on Mac Jones, doesn't he have to have some concern that a team could potentially trade up?
Yes, he took a risk, but it paid off for the third time.
Okay. So why did he take that risk? Because he knew either one of these quarterbacks would fall to. I don't understand how you don't understand.
I quit. I'm going.
Did you see
how?
By the way, did you
quit? I should quit. I'm dealing with three morons in here. Well, Ken, you're not the only. But you and Greg are the most pandering people around.
Who are we pandering to?
I don't know.
Are we pandering to Mr. and Mrs. Jones? By the way, rejoin. I demand it. Mr. Jones, 705, rejoin.
I
demand it.
Could be something.
Wiggy, I would check the text line to see if they think I'm pandering about
you
anything.
You think I care about the text line?
Everybody hates me. I'm not doing it to pander. I actually said Belichick gets an A.
No, but
A
we're not talking about that. We're talking about Bill Belichick knowing at number 15, once Denver doesn't take a quarterback, he knows that one of these two guys are going to fall to his left, because if he really does want Mac Jones and Mac Jones is still available.
You keep saying the same thing over and over again.
He would have traded up.
Did you see how quick the pick came in?
Immediately.
He made the pick in like 30 seconds.
While number 14 was in the process of being announced, he was on the phone with Mac Jones.
Hold on. This is Nevin. Good morning, Nevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, it's going fine. I may not make it through the whole morning with Wiggy.
I may not make it. I'm the one who needs to eat a bullet right now between these two morons.
Why don't you have a Bajel bite instead?
Someone needs to check Wiggy's blood pressure this morning.
Oh, Jesus. I'm glad I took my blood pressure pills before I left my house.
Listen, I think it was a great pick. You know, I think he's... you know, he's very accurate. I believe, you got to give Cam a chance, though. Give him, like, six games. If Cam goes, like, 2-4, you know, possibly put in Mac to see what he can do. But mm-hmm. Give Cam a chance. But for day two, Belichick, we've known for years, has been – this is where he does all his work on day two.
Correct.
There's
yes.
Three wide receivers left on the board. You got – that are high up. You got Elijah Moore, you got Terrace Marshall, and you got, I think, Rondell Moore from Purdue. Now, if you're going wide receiver, which one do you take?
Wiggy?
I would go with the kid from Ole Miss. What's his name? Elijah Moore?
Yep.
I mean, they're saying he's the best wide receiver. That's the one I would go with.
Mac Jones did have some good things to say about Cam Newton, Wiggy, and I think you'll appreciate this.
But I was just going to ask what you know about Cam Newton and how you feel about coming into a quarterback room with a guy that has that much experience and that much that much success throughout his career.
Yeah, we got two Auburn guys and one Alabama guy, so I know that. But Cam's awesome, and I've only heard great things when talking to people that I know from the Patriots about how great of a guy he is and how much everyone loves him. I mean, he just has fun with it, and I do too. So hopefully we can kind of, you know, have fun together, and I'll help him out. Like I said, I mean, it's his show, and I'm just there to support him and then kind of just help out the team in whatever way I can.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like this kid.
Last SEC quarterback to do anything in the NFL. Who is it?
Tannehill.
The last SEC. Like, what's NFL?
To be a good quarterback. I guess Tannehill is the answer, but you have to go back to Stafford, really. And even he, people are skeptical of. So not to knock the pick, because I think...
Oh, and Stidham, he's dominated.
But he mentioned that three SEC guys there.
Didn't my pal Tom E. Curran call Mac Jones Stidham 2.0 or whatever?
Yeah, oh, he ripped him good.
Yeah.
Rich Keefe hates Mac Jones.
We're going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in just a few moments. I do want to quickly thank Vinny from Majestic Construction. Quick plug there, because... Just alerted me that he made a big donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. So I want to say thank you to Vinny, and we will be back momentarily here at WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.